What's going on, guys? Back at it again. So in today's episode, I have my good buddy Will back here again just to catch up with him. Hadn't seen him in a while. So it was nice catching up with him, talking about the fights, talking a little bit about some other stuff. But overall, had a good time catching up with him. So let's get into the episode. But before we do that, a word from our sponsor. Alright, I think we're recording. All right, cool.
Sweet, man.
All right.
Glad you brought me in.
Turn up the levels a little bit. All right. I think that should be pretty good for the both of us.
Here we are.
As long as we talk. All right. I think we're good.
All right.
Okay. All right. We are good. See. What I wanted to do is I wanted to turn this desk, like, I think what we're going to do is we're going to get, like, the like a couch right here, right? And it's going to be, like, a little wraparound couch. So you can kind of sit there like that. And then I'm just going to do the podcast from the couch.
Yeah.
Have a little table there with a
couple mics.
We do
it from the desk and the couch, or just both at the couch?
I think you just at the couch. And then have the TV. I don't know how we're going to do it. Yeah. But something just a little different than I have my workstation here.
Yeah. So you need like a taller dresser that's not as long or something. I don't know.
Something. But it'll all work out, you know? Yeah. But anyways, what have you been up to, B? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, dude. Today I've been all over the place just doing boring, picking up.
Monotonous.
Yeah, just picking up stuff, printing out stuff, calls, emails, feeling like my own little businessman.
Yes, sir.
But nothing important. Just running around.
When'd y'all start school?
Started on the 26th of August. So I've only been doing it for like, what, 2 weeks? I'm already not my confidence is already diminishing.
Well, you
I'm just
guys...
gotta get organized, you know? I need to get a calendar. That's what I really need to do.
Calendar.
Because like I don't do planners. I don't like to carry. I just want something in my room that's big. Kind of like that. I like that a lot, boy.
You saw me. I had the calendar for like a good 8 months and I got tired of it.
Yeah, just something I can write down all my stuff. Cause I hate checking all my like information where you go for the school.
Yeah.
I just need it all old school. I need it written up.
No, I feel you.
But,
I feel you. But, no, I had the calendar up there for like 8 months, and then I just got tired of it. I got tired of erasing all the individual squares and having to redo it. Because if I do something, I want it to look like straight and neat. And then be like a line like missing because I erased part of it, and then I was just too picky about it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna erase that.
I might have to color code mine because otherwise it'll all blend together, and then it'll be too much. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I just threw this shit up last night just because I was trying to figure some shit out. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's going.
That's good.
Yeah.
You guys are what, juniors? These are third year.
Yeah.
You got two more years and you're out of there.
Maybe so. I don't even know if I'm classified as a junior or not. My hours are... I had a lot of hours, but I kind of took a lower... Fell a little behind schedule when I did my EMT because it was less hours. But overall, I might be a junior. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah. It's your third year.
Yeah.
Some might be juniors.
We'll call it a junior. We'll call it a junior.
John, how's he doing?
Oh, he's going along.
He's going along.
You know, he's...
Putting along.
He's doing pretty good for himself, you know, hasn't lost his phone or wallet in at least a week, so he's doing good.
That's good.
You know, can't say anything bad about the man, you know.
He's got a phone, so that's good. He's at least got a phone.
Speaking of friends, let me show you what Keegan just sent me yesterday. You know how much we love Ulbrich.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell's his name? So this is the philosophy shirt we made, right? I found
it.
That's what he looks like
on
the shirt. This is the textbook he sent me that he has.
That's pretty identical.
That's him just a few shades off. Really does look like him. So I said, don't show that to Philip or he'll go completely off the grid. Just disappear.
I wonder where that guy's at these days.
Man, I would love to know
where
that man's at. He's a treasure.
I tried looking him up on Instagram, like, not too long ago, just to see what he was up to, because...
Do you have his Instagram?
It was, like, Philip Ulbrich or something like that.
Was it?
I don't know.
See, I thought it was, like, Philip Underwood or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
but I don't.
Looked up Philip Olbrich. He might, yeah, might be that. I remember hearing Underwood for some reason.
That sounds familiar, but.
It was like his middle name or his last, I don't know, some stupid crap. But yeah.
Cool, man. Yeah, anyway, that's funny. But yeah, we're all doing good, dude. Just, that's good. How's the business flowing?
It's going good. Yeah. Same old crap.
You just ready to start spending some money, right?
Yeah. Yes, as some people know, since I started my business like almost 2 years ago, due to Wells Fargo's guidelines for like getting approved for loans and stuff like that, I don't meet the requirements. Since I do have a business account with them, or I have multiple business accounts with them, they hold me to a higher standard or whatever for banking. I don't know. So my business isn't 2 years or older. They don't trust me or something like that to get a loan. Not predicated on my income or credit score or anything like that. It's just whether I have 2 years. I meet all the other requirements. I just don't meet the 2 year requirement, which is almost going to come up soon. So once that happens, I'll probably, you know, buy something to live at. Maybe purchase a new car. I would like to purchase a new car. That'd be nice to do. So finally do that. I've been saying I was going to do that for like a year and a half now. So it's finally going to be nice to do that, which is good. So yeah. Yeah, I'm just waiting on December 18th to come around. And I'm going to go ahead and give me a new whip. Give me some place to live in and do some of that. But I'm probably going to be traveling here a lot. I'm going to go to Arizona for 2 weeks. On the 6th?
Yeah.
So I go the 11th. So 5 days, I'll be there for 2 weeks. I'll probably be flying out a lot, so.
For 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks I'll be there. Till the
24th. You got like multiple business ventures going on or just one big?
Yeah, it's a couple things going on. Yeah. So I'll be out there for 2 weeks, and I'll probably be traveling to Arizona, Georgia, and Florida a lot pretty soon. Those are going to be the three main hot spots. But Arizona's first. So, yeah, it's going to be nice being in that heat for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Man, we just hit Florida right before the school year started.
Yeah, I heard something about you over there.
I
don't have a phone. All I got is Instagram on this thing. Right. So.
Yeah, it was nice that we had the little hookup to stay with the distant cousins or whatever of John. But, they're right on the canal. We'd get in the boat, and he'd take us down the canal right out into Perdido Bay. And it's like right on the, literally, you can cross part of the bay. But it's between, part of it's Alabama, and then we're in Florida. So you're literally on the line.
Oh, so they're right there on
part of Florida. Literally on the line, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like Miami, Florida.
No,
like,
that would be interesting. Like that's way down there. Now that is a drive. That is a drive.
Yeah, it's kind of funny whenever people think of Florida because they don't think of
how long
the panhandle or like the up top of Florida. They just think about Miami.
I've never been to that side of Florida. I've only been on the west side, the Gulf Coast side. I've never been to the Atlantic side.
Is it nice?
Well, the Gulf, yeah, where I've been, the Floribama part was really nice. It was it probably ain't no Miami by any means. Yeah. But
is it water blue at least?
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice sand, white sand beaches, right? Okay. Pensacola area. Yeah.
Should be nice.
It's cool, man, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Took a little week. How long did it go? A week? A weekend?
No. 4 days total, two of them being driving. One day drive there, 1 day drive back. Real easy, quick. Well, not quick, but, you know, 13 hours in total for each.
It's actually not that bad.
Shot, yeah. So, two full days hanging out.
That's good.
A little bit of jet ski,
sounds like fun.
Sea-Doo, yeah.
Who went? You, John?
Logan and Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was good. A little boys trip.
Yeah.
Did y'all take your car or what?
No, I was like, I can't do my car, man. I have so many miles on it. Every vacation, if I have my car, something big goes wrong.
Something goes wrong.
The last one was a big go wrong, a big repair. So I was like,
I remember you telling me about that.
I can't do it. Plus, my tire treads are so low. I mean, I'm not doing. I feel like I'm always buying new tires, man.
That happened with this little car out here. Mm. I just haven't paid attention to it. One day I come out and I just see the threads sticking up, you know, the metal inside of the tire. And I was like, oh, here we go. One day I noticed it. I was like, all right, maybe I can get another week.
Yeah.
And then I go out one day and I was like, I was like, I don't think the car is usually leaning like this. So I like drove down the road and it just like, I was like, oh, come on, man. So I like back, and luckily I just like went like 20 feet, but I had to come back this way and change the tire. I was on the donut for like a day or two because the tire, luckily, or not luckily, but like just so happened, the tire shop wasn't open. Or where they had the specific tire that I needed, they weren't open.
Right.
For like 2 days, I had to sit on that stupid donut for 2 days, and then, but like, it was like within the same month, I had to buy 3 different tires for that car, but it was just because they all needed to be replaced, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of in that same lineup time frame right now. I think I got 2 of them down, 2 to go.
I know. That's what scares me, because like, the car that I would like to get, tires for that thing are expensive.
What are you looking at?
I want to get a Porsche.
That's what I thought it was. I love Porsches, man.
I want to get a Porsche.
And you say it right. I get annoyed when people don't say it right.
Just a Porsche?
Porsche. I always hear Porsche. I'm like, Porsche? Stop. Porsche.
Just a Porsche. I want to get a Porsche.
Brazilians are like, I'm driving a Porsche. A Porsche? I'm driving a Porsche.
Yeah.
Porsche.
I'd like to get one, but tires are freaking expensive. Every time I look at, like, people who have them, or like the maintenance costs on them, like the oil changes, they say you can just do them yourself because they're super easy. It's like a mid-engine
car. But unless they're so, my problem with that is that when I had a truck, sure, no problem, do my oil changes all the time. But
yeah,
even with the car, I don't have the easiest setup ramp that I can just drive up to get under it. So those cars are so low.
They say, well, since it's a mid-engine car, they say you do everything from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They say it's super easy.
To get under it and to get it?
No. I've watched a YouTube video and the guy was just standing at the back the whole time.
Oh, okay. I got
that's how he was changing the oil.
Well, that's really
he just throw a pan smart. Underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was just doing it all from the back.
That's basically really helpful, yeah.
Since it's a mid-engine car, so for the people who are like listening, the engine is not in the front. So in the front, where the hood is at, it's just a frunk. So it's like a trunk in the front of the car. And then in the back, there's also like a back space in the car. The engine of the car is like right behind your seat. Like the passenger and the driver's seat, the engine's right there. So it's a mid-engine car. It's not a you know, a rear-engine car where the back of it is the full engine, full-on engine. So yeah, mid-engine cars, they say the oil changes are pretty easy to do, but they'll charge you like $500 to do them.
Oh, I bet. If you go to the dealership
or whatever.
Yeah.
But they say tires for that thing are expensive. I wonder why. Everybody that I've seen, like on YouTube and stuff like that, they say that the tires are expensive.
Probably just because they can be.
I guess. I wonder if it's like a certain, like,
must be. I would assume it's a
dimension or.
It has to be a wider tread just based on how low center of gravity is. But
something.
Not a bigger tread, just wider. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
And then obviously, it's a German-engineered car.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what that looks like for repair costs, but they say if it does need to get repaired, parts are pretty expensive for it. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's a much bigger purchase than just the initial buy.
Yeah, for sure. There's a certain model that I like of the car, because there's different models. There's like 718s. Those are the ones that I like, so those are the ones I pay attention to.
The 911s.
Well, yeah, but the one that I want, it's a. I like the 911s, but I don't like the 911s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I do. I mean, obviously, I
those
like
those are the higher end, more. Yeah. You know, supercar, more or less. Yeah.
My favorite is how I like small looking cars. The 911, I don't like the seat in the back. So, I don't like the seat in the back. So, my favorite one is the Porsche Cayman.
I would say the Cayman, too.
I like the Caymans. I don't know why. In high school, I saw a YouTube video about one, and ever since then, I was like, I like this car. I'm going to buy one. So there's a certain style. The newer ones, I don't like. I don't like the way they look in the front. I don't like the way they look in the back. There's a style range that I really like. It's the style range from, I think, 2010 to 2014-15. Those are my favorite, because to me, the newer ones, they look like, oh, weird, but these older ones, their body style is just like so smooth and just like flow. I don't know. I have to pull up a picture.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan too. I love Porsches. I doubt I'll ever get one, but if I really want it, you know what? Honestly, I want. That's a very reasonable purchase. And it's kind of like almost like it's not even really a vehicle, but it is. Man, I love a slingshot. I like slingshots.
Uh-huh.
They're cool, man. And I saw one driving the other day. It's just souped up, had a nice cut to it. Sleek, silver gray, kind of. And, you know, you could tell he changed up the tire kit. I mean, it was... You can still modify them to a certain degree. And they're pretty sweet. But I could see myself definitely getting one of those just for a little joyride.
Okay, so look at these new ones. That was actually a better picture back there.
Yeah, that's a nice car.
It's a nice car. Really a nice car. But I don't know why. I don't like the front. I don't like the front end of it.
Oh, really?
I don't
know why. Is it because it maybe the back end into the front kind of leads in smoothly and just kind of stops at the front, kind of beaky?
I don't know. I don't know why. I just don't like the look of it.
Maybe it's just too short in the front compared to the rest of the car. I don't know.
I'm going to go back out because there was the first picture right here was a good one. This right here.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't like that.
I can see what you mean. It kind of looks like a short beak.
It just looks... But then still, you go to this one, and you're probably like, well, what the fuck? It looks the same. Like this.
But the taillights on the other one were looks like elevated.
This just looks like so smooth. Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like this stuff. I don't know why. Some people are like, you're retarded. You're dumb. Why would you want that? But I don't know why. This, to me, just looks smooth. And you're probably like, they look the same. My ideal one would be white.
Yeah.
With the badge right here.
Oh, it's clean.
With black wheels. This one to be exact. There's this one right here. All these pictures of them. If I get one, it's gonna look just like this. Black wheels, Porsche badges, and then just like that, all black accents and shit like that.
Yep.
Obviously black interior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, man, that's the... These 2012s, I don't know why, that just looks freaking nice. This one right here, just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't know why I like... The headlights, the way they stick out like that.
I like the headlights.
They just stick out smooth. It's just... Everything about this car just looks smooth. These, obviously, they're nice, too. They're really nice, but I don't know why. I don't like it as much.
What's the...
They just don't do it for me.
Oh, yeah.
But that one, the one that I like, will probably run you about maybe anywhere from 46 to maybe 55, mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-40s, mid-50s. I mean, it's an... I would say on the higher-end car, most people won't be able to pay for this. Obviously, most people do with trucks because... Obviously, they buy trucks anyways, and trucks are in the 60s and 70,000s.
Mm-hmm.
But the insurance on these things is what they just can't afford. The insurance and the taxes. So most people can probably afford this car. They don't realize it because they're going to go buy a 2019 Ford F-250. But they can't afford the taxes on it.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't afford the insurance. Obviously, I'm under 25, and I'm a male, and it's a sports car. It's a two-seater, so everything, all the insurance is just going to be way up. And I have a ticket on my thing, on my record, so.
Yeah.
From in high school, I think I got that taken off, actually, so maybe not. But yeah, insurance is going to be probably just about as expensive as the car payment. So maybe a $700-$900 car payment is going to be, insurance is probably just going to be just the same. So it's going to be $2,000 to have that car a month. Which I feel like I'm okay with that because I want to have something I can enjoy.
Yeah.
Just the other day, I was like, God dang, it'd be
even
nice.
Even if you're having a bad day, you just be like, well, guess what? So I got a damn Porsche.
It'd just be so, like, I was driving here in town down Airport Road, and the sun was kind of setting. I was listening to music, and I was like, dang, it would be nice. Just freaking open the thing.
Especially in this area. Where you're just like...
I'm just freaking...
It's like a subtle flex. Where you're just like... This is nice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even care about that. I mean, honestly,
yeah. Nice. Yeah, of course not, but it'd be kind of a good feeling.
Yeah, it'd be a good feeling. But, man, I was just like, oh, I just want to... Sometimes I just freaking hit the gas.
Just want to get out and drive.
And I never used to be like, why do people want to do that? Like, they're so dumb. Like, why would they just want to, like... I don't know, but now I'm like, God dang. I've been hearing Shab talk about just opening up his Ferrari on the road. I'm like, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Like, he's a Ferrari too, though?
Yeah, he has a Ferrari.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
F12 or something like that?
That dude is balling.
Yeah.
Man. The only time I ever opened up, I haven't even done it in the car. Namely, because I bought it at such a good price and I've had so many problems with it. I don't want to push anything, but I did with my truck, which was old as shit. I did it on Verdi, which probably isn't the best place either. But
probably not.
Certain areas, but anyway, I got up to 120 in the truck in the old Ram, and I nearly had a heart attack because I thought shit was starting to break down afterward.
And you just thought your car was just going.
I was like, no, I shouldn't have done that. Why did I do that? But it turned out to be okay. And then, you know the story later on, I ended up blowing the head gasket. But not from that, so.
What's going on here, buddy?
It was, still running?
Yeah. I'm just going, I don't know why, man. I just want to freaking open it up.
Yeah.
And just go fast, man. Just, God dang. I wonder what the... that's decent.
On a slightly different note, I'm chomping at the bit to ask you about some fights. What's up? How it goes.
It's not bad.
How do you feel about Darren Till and Kelvin Gastelum?
We talked about that one, didn't we?
No, it's new. It's a new development. They're fighting on the Madison Square Garden card in November. Ooh. Dude... Till's looking big. And he's moving up to middleweight.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he's going up to middleweight. This fight is very intriguing. He's going up to middleweight, and he's not taking some introduction to middleweight fight, like, say, a Derek Brunson.
Yeah, he's fighting
Not a Derek Brunson or, a Uriah Hall. He's fighting the former number one contender, Kelvin Gastelum, who, mind you, doesn't mind being the smaller guy. Everyone he fights is big.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a Johnny Walker, okay.
And the main event is a welterweight title. It's just not on there right now.
The welterweight title, who's that?
Covington versus Usman.
Ooh, that's going to November 2nd. That's going to be a big day.
Yeah. That's, I'm really excited about that Till fight, man, because I'm still a Till fan.
Wow.
And I don't know how it's going to go, but I'll tell
Derek
you what.
Lewis is fighting? Who's he fighting, though? Blagoy? Even
that dude's kind of flying under the radar, though. He's been winning... albeit not necessarily impressively, but he's been winning, like, every fight in the UFC.
Huh, that's kind of interesting.
But, Darren Till, man.
I haven't seen him lately.
I've been saying this for years. About a year. The biggest, the fight I want to see the most of any fight, of any weight class. Darren Till versus Israel Adesanya. Okay.
Yeah, well,
Number two is Ferguson and Khabib, but...
He's a middleweight now, so...
But tell you what, man, as long... doesn't matter if Israel wins or loses the title. As long as Darren Till beats Gastelum, I think that's the next fight for both of these guys. Israel versus Darren Till. And that, my friend, was gonna be fireworks. I can't stop looking ahead, but he has to get past Gastelum first.
Dang. I did not know that. I mean, I'm going to sign in real quick.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to pull him up. Trying to pull his Instagram up. Because I haven't seen Darren Till in a while.
He posted a video of him crashing some pads, man. Cracking pads. And he's looking big. He's put on some size as if he needed to.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big kid already.
We've been saying he's always big for welterweight. But now he's going to be a regular size middleweight. Maybe even a big middleweight.
I just thought it was him for a second. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Bit of a tan, too. But go up to the top where he's hitting pads and just listen to that
right
crack.
Jeez. I mean, he was a monster already. He's a big kid, man. He looks big. He looks massive. Good luck to anybody who wants to be.
Like, the only reason he lost to Masvidal, I mean, he got caught. Anyone can get caught. Yeah. But I think part of it, dude, was, and he doesn't like to make excuses, but I'm saying this for him, that weight cut, man, he said, you know, because he's cut so much weight, at times he'd go blind, or that he almost died, and things like,
he's
regardless of the energy you get back, Jesus, and look at the other picture. Go back to the pictures. Those right there.
He's massive.
Yeah. But also, like, yeah, he,
I would not want that dude throwing punches at my face.
It's just a fact that the way it's easier to get knocked out is to deplete your brain of oxygen. Yes. And the way the oxygen gets to the brain is through your water. Well, part of it's through water. Part of it's through, you know, like, facilitated diffusion. But the other part of it is all the water that's in your brain. Yes. It's kind of like a gel barrier that keeps your brain from sloshing around too much into the side of your head. And when you're dehydrated, you don't have that water to protect your brain. And so it can get shaken more easily. And I think that's part of the problem with his knockouts.
Yeah.
Now going to middleweight, if he gets cracked hard by Gastelum, he may hold stronger than he would at welterweight.
Yeah. I mean, he's
And he will get cracked.
He was massive.
Unless he puts him away fast. But if he doesn't put him away fast, I mean, Gastelum's so good, he will get cracked.
Yeah. Yeah,
He's
going to get hit.
Go down or out was the question.
He's going to get hit. He's going to take shots. He had to have been weighing in at least 200 or more.
I think he said but in the past, like a long time ago, and I'm sure he walks around more than that now, that he walks around 200 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, he had to have been. That's a lot of weight.
So that's cutting pounds. At least 30 pounds of weight.
And we know. Yeah. Jeez, now he's probably going to be, he looks like he's
put on some size, yeah.
He looks like he's 220.
He's got to be somewhere between 200 and 220, yeah.
And I mean, that's still a bunch of weight to cut back to 185 now.
Yeah.
I mean, he moved up 15 pounds, but he probably gained 15 pounds.
I would think it still has to
the
be
weight cut's still
a little easier, but it's still going to affect him. Because, I mean, there'd be no point in depleting yourself that much again to have the same,
Yeah.
You know? But more and more guys are starting to figure out the benefit of just staying close to your actual weight. Masvidal, again, good example. Used to be lightweight. Look at his explosion at welterweight. A bunch of guys you can say that for. It's not just him.
Yeah.
Cormier, you know? A bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Only guy that kind of worked against is Luke Rockhold, but I think that's just too much muscle. And he was so heavy muscled.
Yeah, heavily he's a muscled. Weird one.
But, you know, you never know.
I haven't seen Till fight not in a while, but I think he gets it done against.
Yeah, so he still hasn't fought since his Masvidal knockout. I remember when you showed me that because I hadn't seen it yet, and my jaw with how hard he went down.
Yeah, he hit the canvas.
I was speechless. I was like, that's one of the worst knockouts I've seen in a while.
He hit the ground. His head hit the ground.
Oh yeah.
Hard. He needed to stay out for a while.
Yeah.
But man, that's gonna be a fun one to. Fun one to watch right there.
And man, next weekend.
What's going on next weekend?
Donald Cerrone versus Ooh. Justin Gaethje. Oh, dude.
When does Ferguson fight? Who does he fight?
He's not booked.
He's not booked yet.
But he's all but guaranteed the next title shot.
The winner.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I heard him on Ariel's
both
show.
Both fighters have said they're not going to give it to McGregor. They want Ferguson next. Both
and
guys have said that.
Me as a huge McGregor fan, I don't want Conor to get it. I think he needs to sit his ass out for a bit.
I don't think he needs to sit out. I just think he needs a winnable fight.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Get back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, despite how good you are, I still think ring rust has got to be a little bit part of it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the broken foot is a huge factor, but...
Yeah. But even in the Khabib fight, I rewatched it like 2 or 3 times. He doesn't look terrible.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't look terrible, and he was out for 2 years, something like that.
But at the same time, I think Tony Ferguson is the only guy that can beat Khabib. I don't know. Maybe McGregor can.
I feel like, and I said this the last time, I feel
actually,
like
McGregor
can.
I feel like he can, but Ferguson's a...
Ferguson has a much better chance.
But man, this fight's going to be either fireworks or over very quick.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be a one-round show, and then that's going to be it.
You think it's Gaethje's going to win? Or no? I hope not.
I like Donald's chances. Like,
dude, Donald is by far, I'll root for him over anybody. He's just, he's my by far and away my favorite.
Gaethje gets hit way too much.
I think Adesanya, then Till.
Donald takes care of him. But what, I don't know. I
hope so, man.
What about this one? I hadn't been paying too, I mean, I've been paying attention to it. But
Edson Barbosa, card. Paul Felder. I'm going to say Paul Felder in the rematch gets the dub.
I think I said the last time we talked about this, I had Felder going. I mean, this card's a piece of shit. I mean, who are these people fighting?
Oh, I didn't know Curtis Blaydes was fighting. But that helps a little bit.
I mean, no one knows these people.
I know him, but no one really knows him, you know?
This is the main card.
Yeah.
This is the main card right here. What is it? Five fights on the main card?
Yeah.
This is it. No one knows these people.
I think it's all because it's in Abu Dhabi, so it's all those fighters from that region. But yeah. The
Russian guys.
Dude, I'd say, I think Paul Felder, I think Edson Barbosa, more or less, without, like, well, realistically, he left a piece of himself in there when he got smashed by Khabib. And as good as he looked against, say, Dan Hooker.
Dan Hooker's no.
I don't think Edson is ever going to be the same again after that smashing. I think Felder is still hungry and dangerous and still even improving. And I think even though he's starting to get seasoned with his age, but I'd say Felder gets it done by decision.
Okay. Yeah, I think we said the same thing last time.
Did we even? I don't remember talking about it. But
yeah, we talked about a couple of these cards. But yeah, I'm excited to see or hear this fight. My favorite thing is, I'm going to put my ass right here, and I'm going to have Joe Rogan, the card going on. They're doing a fight companion tomorrow.
Man, I'm so upset that I'm working. Joe's not going.
Joe doesn't fly to international cards. It's only pay-per-views that are in the United States
that he goes. That in Canada, yeah.
Yeah, that in Canada. So he's not going, so there's going to be a fight companion tomorrow, which is, I always love fight companions.
I can't wait to find out what happens.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. Even though, you don't get to see what's going on, although I do have some links.
I would like to have those.
To some back alley.
I would like that.
Some back alley pay-per-view, so I might put that up here, and my laptop here, and then have their big screen here.
Yeah.
Because, it's nice to watch the fight and hear them talk. I'd rather hear them talk than the commentators.
Yeah, definitely. How they're especially hilarious. If Rogan's one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. Is Eddie Bravo going to be there?
Yeah. It's the whole Fight Companion crew.
Callen.
They've been promoting it on their Instagrams, like the Fight Companion crew. Yeah, damn, they're all going to be there, all four of them.
I'll have to, even though it's not nearly as good if it's not live, I'll have to go back and watch it.
Yeah, you gotta go back and watch it.
At least parts of it. Callen doing his sound effects and his dancing.
So that one's going to be fun. I don't really care who wins this fight. I would like to see Khabib win it. Just so we can get
Ferguson versus
Ferguson. I'm pretty sure I said that last time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's gonna be a fun one to watch.
It's a good time to be a fight fan, man.
Bunch of good fights. I just want to see Tony back in there. I mean, he's a freaking monster, man. Tony's a freaking monster. You just cannot put this guy away. He's a monster. I watched some of his fights the other day, and I was like, God damn, I would hate to be fighting this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He just does not go away. He's a scary-looking dude, man. I was like, God dang.
Man.
Makakui, man. I saw him on Errol's podcast, and he wants the winner. The winner of these two, and he thinks that Conor's going to get
the
loser.
No one deserves it more than him.
Yeah.
Conor gets the loser. That's interesting. I don't know if I would for sure watch it. I just don't know if I necessarily want a Poirier rematch.
For Conor,
not that he wouldn't win. I just mean, no, it would still be it would be a good rematch because Poirier's gotten so much better. So it'd be a fireworks kind of,
I don't know why. I don't know why. Just when it comes to that fight, and I think about that fight, I still think Conor just dusted him. I think if there were to be a rematch, I think Conor is still on another level from him.
I think so, too.
I think...
But he just needs to prove it. The problem is he's such long layoff.
Because, think about...
Didn't get a chance.
Think about Eddie Alvarez. I can't remember the result of Eddie Alvarez being
perfect
Poirier.
Fight. Perfect fight.
Who won? Poirier and Alvarez.
So the first fight,
Alvarez
won, but then it was overturned, no contest because of an impossible accidental illegal knee or something.
Uh-huh.
And second one, Alvarez was beating him and looked like he was going to beat... It was on top of him, on the cage.
Yeah.
Freaking pounding him, and then he hits him with another illegal elbow. I don't know why it is. Yeah. And then ref's like, stop, gives back the position standing, and then Poirier rushes him, catches him, and then puts him away.
So basically, Alvarez won both fights. Or he's winning both fights.
He's winning both fights. And then Poirier pulls something out of the bag.
See, that's what I'm saying. It was a competitive fight between those two. When Conor fought Alvarez, it was a masterclass.
And debatably, Conor fought and Alvarez was better than against Poirier. Maybe.
He was a
champion.
Masterclass. It was a masterclass fight. Everything about that fight was just perfect.
Like, we just need to see vintage Conor, but he doesn't give himself the opportunity to fight. I mean, he was supposed to in July, great shape, and he breaks his hand and all that, but...
Yeah, and I think it was just because he had fought Khabib that he just... Obviously, he didn't look like the Conor of old.
Plus
and
no his one, foot, you can't discount that.
Yeah. So it was a whole bunch of crap that just didn't look...
Yeah.
Didn't look great, but I think if it's anybody else, he absolutely dusts him. If he fights Gaethje, he's going to dust him. If he fights Alvarez again, he'll dust him. If he fights Poirier, he's going
to... We just need to see it, yeah.
He's just going to dismember him.
Anyone but Khabib or Ferguson.
The only two fights that are going to be competitive for Conor is Ferguson and Khabib. That's it. That's all I've been saying. Those are the fights we want to see.
The problem is in boxing, there's so many more options, and they give them easy return fights. Not even easy, just better return fights.
Yeah, they give them tune-up fights. I mean,
and none of those by any means would be tune-up, but because they're high, well, but point being, in the UFC, you don't get that. It's 0-100.
Yeah,
especially if you're famous or successful or...
Or if you're Conor, you only get the who's who.
Yeah.
Because you got to sell pay-per-views.
Yeah. I mean, he could sell pay-per-view fighting a broomstick. It's just... It's what it is. But they're going to feed him a bear instead, so...
Yeah. That's about it. Man.
Man.
Got anything else, B?
That's... I know you gotta get going. That covers me, man. Yeah, that covers me. Yep. Yeah, I gotta hit that test.
What are you doing later today?
Probably gonna go spar tonight.
Oh, at the gym?
Yeah. Probably go spar and then.
Sounds good.
Then you know we'll see. I might just go back to honestly doing more homework. So I don't know.
All right.
But yeah, but I'm at least gonna go spar. I know that.
Sounds like a plan. I might hit you up. I know my dumbass is just gonna be sitting here.
Yeah, for
playing
sure.
Playing Minecraft, so.
For sure, dude. We'll see if we can, and if I can't, man, I've got to get you up, back up to come hang out sometime up at our apartment.
Yeah. What's that looking like up there?
Okay, it's the Lux. It's okay. It's a nice little setup, you know?
How many rooms you got? Four. How many roommates?
Just us three. Oh. But it's four rooms.
You got an open room?
Yeah. I might have an open room.
I might have to give you boys a... $500-$600 a month just to have a room up there in SA. That'd be nice. But no, man. Sounds good. That'd be my SA operations.
Yeah.
My operations office.
You wouldn't even stay there. You're just balling with the... you're just like, come in when I need to work.
Yeah, just come when I need to work. If I don't want to go anywhere, we're like, all right, we're staying here.
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
For sure.
Nah, I'll hit y'all up with that. Shit,
for sure, dude.
You never know how things go.
Yeah.
But... Alright, B sounds good.
Alright, brother.
Alright, man. That's probably going to do it for this short little episode. I was supposed to do another one today, but I don't really have any way of communicating, so.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, other than that, I think that's it. Alright, man. We'll catch you guys later. Peace. Again, thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. I hope you all enjoyed it. But... I think that's it for me. Until the next one, I hope you guys are doing well. Catch you then. Peace.